The last Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us the sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah. To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm Asma. Once more, I have the honor to be your host in here and be talking about the reappearance, the time of reappearance, and the advent of Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah. Wherever you are, I hope you're doing well and everything is just fine with you. And I hope you enjoy today's episode. With me, I have Dr. Alavian, and I'm sure that you all would enjoy the insights that he's going to share with us. Assalamu alaikum, brother, and welcome.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. Thank you very much for inviting me to your show.
Thank you for coming. Recently on the previous episodes of The Last Savior, we've been talking about the messages and let's say the features of both governing, like of both schools of thought, Imam Mahdi Adilallah Farja and the time of his reappearance, and also from past, Imam Hussein alayhi salam and his tragic story of Ashura. So we talked about the similarities of both schools of thought, like in both we had this forgiveness, in both we had staying in the face of the oppressor, in both we have the revival of the true religion and the concepts that have been long forgiven by people. And one of those concepts is to actually encourage people to do the good and then forbid them from doing the bad. So, and a lot more that we've been talking recently, but now that we've been talking about these similarities between their schools of thought and what we saw in Imam Hussein's actually era and what we're going to see in Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah in his time, let's talk about the similarities of these both individuals.
Yeah. Well, in our previous shows, we have been talking about some lessons that we have taken from the event of Ashura or Karbala and whatever is going to happen in the advent of Muhammad and in his reappearance. So we understood that whatever Imam Ali Salam was after Imam Mahdi Ali Salam will inshallah
continue
and will inshallah make it perfect.
Yeah.
I mean, it will
flourish.
He will flourish and he will materialize that. But as for the, stronger or the deeper link between these two sacred entities, we can refer to some actually hints or points. And the first of which is that the birth month of both of these infallible imams is 1 month, and that is the month of Sha'ban.
Sha'ban, yeah.
So both of them have been born in a month that we have no martyrs from Imams alayhi salam in this month. And whatever we have in this month are the birth anniversaries of some of the Imams.
So astrologically speaking, they've got the same features.
Yeah. And second point is that surprisingly, the message or the motto of Imam alayhi salam, Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, when he starts his mission and he starts his uprising is with what? With the message of revenging the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam.
Yeah.
So it should be meaningful. Why not the blood of Imam Ali alayhi salam? Why not the blood of Imam Rida alayhi salam? Why the blood of Imam Hussein? Taking revenge for the blood of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. When he starts with this famous statement that has been mentioned in the hadith that Allah ya ahl al-alam, inna jaddi al-Hussein alayhi salam qataluhu adshana. So he introduces himself with Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So if we have been talking and discussing such a thing, for example, 20 years ago, it might not be that understandable like today.
Exactly.
I mean, so you definitely approve me, and actually you will approve me if I can say that Imam Hussein's message, or at least Imam Hussein was introduced to the world with the Arba'in walk that we have seen in the last at least 10, 15 years.
It has been a universal pilgrimage.
Yeah. So we can see that, okay, almost all TV channels are reflecting, I mean, this procession or this pilgrimage of Imam Hussein at the time of Arba'in. And everyone has been a little bit curious that who is this Hussein? And in different parts of the world, east and west and north and south of the earth, people are actually hearing the name of Hussein. So in order to introduce himself, Imam Ali Salam will introduce himself with what? With the name of Imam Hussein and who has been killed while he was thirsty. Again, in different hadiths, we have some attributes or titles for these two noble imams that are in common, like Wattar Allah, like Witr al-Mawtur, like Tarid al-Sharid, that is, whoever has been left alone in a land or someone who has been left alone as a nomadic.
Yeah.
We take refuge to God. And who has been left and has been oppressed at Tarid al-Sharid. So they are common even in some of these titles in the language of hadith and narration. It's interesting again to know that the half of Sha'ban, that is the 15th of Sha'ban, which actually coincides with the birth anniversary of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, in the night of the half of Sha'ban, it is recommended to recite the ziyarah of Imam Hussein, to perform the ziyarah of Imam Hussein from close, from near.
To travel
to Karbala. And it has been narrated from Imam Sajjad and Imam Sadiq alayhim salam, who likes to embrace with the souls of 124,000 of prophets, is recommended to go and perform ziyarah of Imam Hussein at the 15th of Sha'ban.
The birth time of Imam Mahdi.
Very true. So again, there must be a connection. Why? For the birth of Imam Mahdi, some people are recommended to go to
Imam Hussein. So all the hints are creating this link and connection.
Yeah. So there must be something. I mean, at least, I mean, why not other imams? So why don't we have such a link between Imam Mahdi and other imams? Moreover, the next point, or the fifth point that we want to refer to, is that Imam Hussein alayhi salam starts his movement from where? From Mecca to Kufa, or from Medina to Mecca and Mecca to Kufa.
Yes.
And Imam alayhi salam, again, the same thing happens, from Medina to Mecca, and from Mecca to Kufa.
Kufa.
I mean, and Imam will establish his government in Kufa.
So it's the same journey.
The same journey is going to happen. I mean, the journey that was left incomplete, Imam alayhi salam is going to complete it.
Yeah, and this time actually is going to have a different ending. Different. So now this is very interesting to bring all these. It's as if you're putting the pieces of a puzzle together, and then all these two creatures are going to make the same picture.
Right.
So let's go for a break, and then we would come back to see more of these very interesting information. Stay tuned.
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضيه ربنا في العالمين أضفع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه.
All the souls, free souls in this world who would wish to see that a utopia that has always been talked about, like, and us, the Shia people, who've got this dream, I would like to call it a dream that would come true one day, inshallah. We all would love to hear more of details about Imam Mahdi ajalallah farajah, and now that you brought this link between him and his grandfather, Imam Hussein alayhi salam, it makes it even more dreamy.
Very true.
Yeah.
Again, I like to have a comment on your statement, and that is that we Shias are expecting Imam, but Imam is not going to be, I mean, exclusively for Shias.
He's
Imam
sure,
of all the actually inhabitants of the earth and all
we the Shia
Muslims
live with this dream.
Yeah, but that we
but
have
that
alhamdulillah, we are blessed with something that actually now it strengthens your statement.
Yeah.
And we are blessed with this actually view that we believe that he is alive. I mean, so we are talking about something that has life, that, I mean, is actually striving for this.
And it's the backup.
Yeah. So it's like the sign behind the... I mean, he's exactly like the sun behind the clouds.
Mm-hmm.
So the same functionality of the sun is there. I mean, even if it is behind the clouds, right?
This
is
his care is there. His warmth is there.
So we are, alhamdulillah, we are blessed with this. But we want to say that even Imam alayhi salam is Imam of all religions,
creatures,
Imam
all
of the creatures,
beings.
All human beings. And alhamdulillah, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq and this chance to be among his companions. So if you remember, we said that Imam Hussein alayhi salam had a message that one of the lessons that we took from the uprising and revolution of Imam Hussein alayhi salam was that he said that I started this revolution in order to revive the religion of my grandfather. To revive whatever was dead. I mean, to revive whatever was deviated, right? To make it correct. I mean, to
bring it them, into the right track.
Yeah, exactly. To bring them to the right track. Again, we have the same thing in the hadith of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam, which is, what hadith am I talking about? The most famous one, which is in the format of a dua or supplication, dua of nutbah. Ayna muhi ma'alam ad-deen wa ahle. That he's going to be the revival of the teachings of religion and its people and its companions and its defenders. So again, we see the same functionality of Imam, the same functionality of Imam Hussein for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
They have the same motto their revolution.
Yeah, the same objective and the same motto objective. And everything is same. Imam alayhi salam says that Imam Hussein says that he started his revolution in order to save humanity from and we have it in Ziyarat al-Arba'in. وَبَدَلَ مُهْجَةُ فِيكَ لِيَسْتَنْقَذَ عِبَادِكَ مِنَ الظِّلَالَ وَالْجَهَلَةِ from ignorance, from
darkness of hell.
Darkness of hell
from
and
deviation.
Ignorance, from deviations. The same thing goes for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam. Again, we have it, أَيْنَ نَشَرْ رَايَةُ الْهُدَى. So he came in order to save people from ignorance, but he is the Imam of guidance. So actually both of them, I mean, this is, I mean, actually the other one completes whatever was left incomplete by the first one. So he came to help them from ignorance. Now he is the Nashr Rayatul Huda. That is, he is the flag bearer of guidance. So wherever he is, guidance is there. So, I mean, both of them have the same objective again.
Yeah.
So we have this again, this similarity.
One, the starter, the other one is the one who's going to put actually a full stop on that.
Exactly.
And to finish it.
Yeah. Another point or another similarity that we can find between these two holy existences or holy and infallible imams is that the story of Karbala, the story of Ashura, the event of Ashura was forecasted by earlier prophets and imams.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not only our prophet, even the earlier prophets.
Yeah.
They have given us this news that such a thing will happen. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allama al-adama al-asma.
Exactly.
So what were the asma? One of the asma or one of these names were the name of Imam Hussein al-Hassan and Sayyidah Shubaba al-Jannah. So, and when he heard the story, he cried a lot. I mean, even we have different narrations for other prophets that they have been waiting. I mean, they have been waiting for such a thing, for such an event to happen. And again, don't we have all these narrations, all these news for Imam Mahdi alayhi salam? As we said earlier, if you remember, we said that all the details and accuracies of the advent of Imam alayhi salam has been said and told, have been foreshadowed. So we see that everything that actually is going to happen have been mentioned earlier. I mean, that's why we have a very clear image of the advent of Imam alayhi salam, the time of his reappearance. The Imam's revenge was mentioned in Ziyarat al-Ashra earlier. But again, in the day of Ashra every year, we say to each other that, okay, inshallah, we shall be among the revengers of the blood of Imam al-Hussein. With whom? With Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
Yeah, so that's very interesting. Thank you very much. I guess by now, there are many points and details about the similarities between these two infallible imams. And now the picture is more clarified for us. Still, we can go through much more of research. And the more we talk about it, the more of details are going to open up in front of us, like windows, that will lead to another window. So this was all for today. I hope you have enjoyed it. Thank you, Doctor. And thank you, dear listeners, for your company. This is all for today. Until another episode. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Where is the rising sun? Where is the spring of life? Where is the shining?